Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Welcome, friends.
I got a question.
Who wants a taco?
So, tacos? Who wants tacos? I'm buying.
Who want little tiny tacos?
Today is National Taco Day.
Taco about something we can all agree to celebrate.
It's taco. Taco! Taco!
Happy National Taco Day. Probably one of the best days of the year.
Tacos, 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 tacos.
Showtime.
It is National Taco Day.
I like that. Tacos.
It happens to fall on a Taco Tuesday.
That's perfect.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
How's the weather going to be on a Taco Tuesday, Jess?
It's going to be sunny today and warm. Highs around 80.
What do you have over there? I see some food over
tacos,
there.
Tacos.
Doesn't look like tacos to me. What do I see? Some cream cheese?
Is
that what that is?
I found these at the grocery store.
Okay.
It says bagel chips and cream cheese dip, garden vegetable.
Oh, it's like a little snack dip.
A little snack.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see. I had Gemini try them, and she was like, oh, disgusting. I was like, what? I don't know. I thought they were pretty good. And then just some pasta, leftover pasta from last night.
Oh, I see that. Okay.
Yeah, just a little snack.
A little snack. 641. It's a Bill and Jessica show.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
All right, sports coming up. What's going on in Celebrity Buzz?
All right, so former NFL QB and analyst Mark Sanchez now faces a level 5 felony charge.
Man, oh man.
In Marion County, Indiana. Sanchez is 38. He was stabbed early Saturday morning during a fight with a 69-year-old. He was a box truck driver. It happened outside of a pub and eatery in Indianapolis. And the driver, he used pepper spray, and then he stabbed Sanchez after fearing for his life. Both men were hospitalized, but more details have been released with this entire situation. So the alleged victim is home resting, having a difficult time speaking, his attorney says. And TMZ Sports says that with these serious injuries, it makes it hard for him to talk, and he has a long road to recovery. But like I said, he has now been charged with a felony.
Crazy.
He has a deep gash to his face in addition to other injuries. And, I mean, we're going to see what happens with this, entire case and how it all plays out. But wild.
I saw some video that was released that I think TMZ put out. Mm-hmm. Of him like kind of stumbling to the bar.
Okay.
After everything happened, he was covered in blood.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow. Well, Sanchez is claiming that he suffered permanent loss of function and other physical injuries, emotional distress, and other damages. I mean, his attorney is, coming out and speaking on his behalf as well. Now, the gentleman that he did this to is also, having his attorney speak for him. It doesn't say how much money that they'll be seeking at this time. I'm sure that they will sue for some amount of money.
Crazy.
Yeah. Also, Ben and Jen. So they were reunited, and it was just for one night only, strictly business. They were seen on the red carpet together. The pictures and video are now trending. It was a movie premiere in New York City. They had to show up together for the Kiss of the Spider-Woman movie. Jen and Ben, they both star in it. Ben was the executive producer, and they were seen with the cameras shoulder to shoulder. He wrapped his arm around her, resting his hand on his wrist at one point.
And hold on, who's he with?
No one. No.
Okay.
No, Ben is not with anyone. And their divorce was finalized in 2024. She was actually, filming during this time as well. But he went up to her, ear, and she was smiling. And he's, whispering very closely. Then he, kind of turned and had his back to the camera so nobody knew what he was saying.
And who's she with?
It doesn't say. I don't know who she's dating.
So we don't know who either one of them.
No. But they were cozy on the red carpet. And then President Trump, he says that Diddy asked him for a pardon. So not sure if you heard about this, but Diddy is already going straight to the top. to get his jail-free card because President Trump says that Diddy has asked for a presidential pardon. Trump was talking to reporters on Monday at the White House when he revealed that he had gotten a special request from Diddy. He says, "I call him Puff Daddy, and he has asked me for a pardon." Sources say that Diddy's team reached out to the White House right after he was sentenced on Friday to 50 months in prison. We're told that the person who requested the pardon is very close to Diddy, and they spoke to someone inside the White House who has direct access to President Trump. The president did not indicate either way if he was for it or against it, and at least he's now speaking about it, and we don't know where it's going to lead, so all we have to do is stay tuned.
Well, you know what's crazy?
Because you know how things go.
You know what's crazy? They're in the White House. They're doing a press conference or something, and I think her name is Caitlin. She's from CNN, and she asked, like, had nothing to do with anything, but then they said, we'll take questions from the press, and she asked about a pardon, if he would ever pardon Ghislaine Maxwell.
Oh, snap.
And, you know, Trump's answer, and I'll play it, was kind of like, well, I don't know anything about it. I have to look into it. I don't know. Well, the media took that as he might pardon her.
Do it.
Yeah.
Because he didn't just flat out say no.
Correct. And so that was a big headline yesterday that his, and then, you know, people started sharing it and saying how disgusting this is. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe he gotta get it, but he didn't. He acted clueless. That was the whole thing.
Yes.
So here goes the exchange with Caitlin from CNN, the reporter. But again, they were doing a press conference on something that had nothing to do with any of that. And then that's when the whole Diddy question came out as well.
The Supreme Court is back and said that they rejected today an appeal by Ghislaine Maxwell to overturn her conviction. That means her only chance of getting out of prison is a pardon from you. Is that something you're...
Who are we talking about?
Ghislaine Maxwell.
You know, I haven't heard the name in so long. I can say this, that I'd have to take a look at it. I would have to take a look. Did they reject that?
She wanted to appeal her conviction.
And what happened?
They said that they were not going to hear her appeal.
I see. Well, I'll take a look at it. I will speak to the DOJ. I wouldn't consider it or not consider it. I don't know anything about it. So, I will speak to the DOJ.
Why would she be a candidate for clemency, sir?
I don't know. I mean, I'd have to speak to the DOJ. I'll look at it. I have a lot of people have asked me for pardons. I call him Puff Daddy has asked me for a pardon.
But she was convicted of child sex trafficking.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to take a look at it. I have to ask DOJ. I didn't know they rejected it. I didn't know she was even asking for it, frankly.
All right, so there you go.
Gosh.
So, you
but
know.
But yeah, it says he will look at a possible pardon.
Yeah, that's how they make the headline. Okay, so from that, it was like, oh, I don't know, I gotta find, I'm not gonna, he don't want to comment because of, you know, obvious reasons.
Doesn't. Right.
Yeah, and then, you know, Diddy.
Puff Daddy.
Crazy, right?
Yes. Well, TMZ, of course, once that story gets released, they start posting pictures of Trump and Diddy and years ago and parties and all that.
Ghislaine. 647, it's a Bill and Jessica show.